Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Uttering. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 9 with verses 6 through 8. But it is not the word of God has failed, for not all who are of Israel are Israel, nor are they all children of Abraham, because they are his descendants. But it is through Isaac that descendants shall bear your name. This means that it is not the children of the flesh who are the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as descendants. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was Jesus, placing his divine mystery into place, allowing each and every being the opportunity to know his truth by the traditions handed to mankind by and through the revelations people of God expressed by our Creator's interaction with each and every one. God established Christ to allow mankind to see and be the children of God by Isaac's foretold life of all humanity. Paul sees this in the Romans, who are certainly not Jewish, but true descendants of Isaac's promise by God to the world, that each and every one is a child of God who deserves forgiveness, where love, faith, and hope become a daily routine of his mercy's promise. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud as we call out Alan and Alexandra. Special forgiveness in those two. We pray for our children each day by name, Gabriel, Julian, and Jeffrey. Our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot, who are innocent bystanders. And we pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we've said that we pray for. And we pray for those who are dying today, as we do each day. Death is so certain, can take your breath away. But if you continue to pray for Holy Mother Church with me, you'll see that his precious blood will cover all the sins and our shame. We pray all of this in his amazing name of Jesus. Amen. I'm a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Romans 9. We're in verses 6 through 8. This morning, it's a two-stanza poem. It's got tri-line endings, but it's titled, Promise Children Formalities. Failed God's word not, Abraham not all his lot, Israel not all Israel's families, name bear descendants Isaac's formalities. Flesh children not, God's children families, descendants counted lot, promise children formalities. Amen. I hope you enjoyed this today and you have an opportunity to finally grasp some meaning in some of the poetry that I write. And you see that the Lord has just given us an amazing formality to be a descendant of his promise. And it's a beautiful thing once you begin to understand that you too are his child. A child of God. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Williams. It's December 17th, 2021. and I'm recording this morning at 7:09 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us today across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. I'm searching for a bell to enter into our silent time. The ringing of a bell indicates silence in the monasteries across the world, where you contemplate the beauty and mercy of God in so many different ways, obviously. In the middle of the night when they get up to chant the beauty of love that came and took upon the insults of the world and then died on a cross for us, continues to be a part of what we are daily here in Universal Utterings. God First Ministries Incorporated is the supporter of Universal Utterings, and we like to remind our listeners that as we continue to bring forth what God has asked of us in His Word. Impromptu time. I see and talk to a lot of people, friends and old alike. Everybody has an opinion on what it means to be a disciple, and that's their God-given right. And the beauty of that is to understand it's not between them and you or every other person in sight, but it's only between you and our Lord. He's the one that will hold you up when you need to fight. Amen. Thanks for joining us today. My good friends John and Marie, always have a shout out to them. Hope you guys are doing well. God bless you, and have an awesome day in the Lord. As we close at 8:04 in the name of Jesus.